This is a recast of the 3800-word piece, Pluckley, Master Data Visualization, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
In the era of data being considered as the new gold, the ability to analyze and communicate complex information effectively is crucial. Data visualization, or the graphical representation of information, allows us to recognize trends, patterns, and correlations in the data that would otherwise remain hidden.
Enter Plotly, a state-of-the-art data visualization library, which has established itself as an essential tool for data scientists, analysts, and developers. It supports various programming languages like Python, R, MATLAB, and even Julia. It allows users to present their data in an appealing and informative manner, from simple line plots to complex three-dimensional visualizations and interactive dashboards.
The article aims to provide a comprehensive introduction to Plotly. It starts with discussing the basics of Plotly, including its history, core features, and how it positions itself compared to other data visualization tools. Then it guides the readers through installation and setup before we delve deeper into creating different types of plots.
Advanced visualization techniques, data analysis and manipulation possibilities, as well as the integration of Plotly into web applications are also explored. Through hands-on examples and case studies, the versatility and power of Plotly will be demonstrated for both beginners and advanced users alike. And in the end, it will take a look at the future of Plotly and reflect on its role in the evolution of data visualization.
Let's talk about how to install Plotly in Python. You need to make sure Python and pip are installed on your system, with Python 3.6 or higher recommended. Then open the command line or terminal and run pip install Plotly. To ensure that Plotly was installed correctly, you can import it and display its version in Python.
Similarly, you can install Plotly in R by opening your preferred R environment and running install packages Plotly in the R console. Then load Plotly and create a simple graph to verify the installation.
For MATLAB users, you can download the Plotly MATLAB toolkit from the official Plotly GitHub page for MATLAB. Run the setup script included in the download to configure Plotly in MATLAB. You can test the installation by creating a simple chart with Plotly in MATLAB.
Once you've installed Plotly, it's beneficial to set up a suitable development environment. For Python users, using Jupyter Notebooks or an integrated development environment, IDE, like PyCharm or Visual Studio Code, is recommended as these environments enable easy interaction and visualization of charts created with Plotly.
Now let's talk about creating basic chart types like line charts, bar charts, and pie charts with Plotly. We'll be focusing on Python, but these concepts are similar across different programming languages.
For a line chart, first import Plotly into your Python script or Jupyter Notebook. Define your data for both x-axis, like time, and y-axis, like value. Then use Go figure and add a line chart using Go. Scatter with appropriate data.
For bar charts, helpful for comparing categorical data, prepare your data similarly, but this time, the X values represent categories. Use Go figure and add a bar chart using Go bar with appropriate data.
For pie charts, which are useful for showing the proportions of parts of a whole, you need a list of values and corresponding labels. Use Go figure and add a pie chart using Go pie with labels and values.
Plotly uses a consistent format for creating charts, regardless of the chart type. The main components are figure, which represents the whole chart and can contain one or more data sets called traces. Traces represent individual data sets displayed in the chart, and layout defines the appearance of the chart, including title, axis labels, and other stylistic elements.
Plotly is not only a powerful tool for data visualization, but also integrates excellently with data analysis libraries, like Pandas, opening new possibilities for data manipulation and analysis. You can combine Pandas and Plotly to perform complex data manipulations and visualize the results directly.
In addition to creating interactive charts, Plotly allows the creation of interactive elements that invite users to interact with the data. This ranges from simple hover information to more complex interactions like selecting and filtering data.
Let's not forget about Plotly Dash. It's a powerful framework that allows Python code to be converted into web applications, making it easier to present your complex datasets to a wider audience.
Finally, the article looks into the future of Plotly. With its continuous innovation, Plotly is expected to continue playing a central role in data visualization. The developers behind Plotly have already made clear their plans for integrating new features and improving user experience.
That's it for today.